Hello, ma'am. I'm very sorry. I guess the call got disconnected.
I was wondering what happened.
Yeah, very sorry, but don't worry. I'm calling you back to complete with the survey. I was asking you about the leadership conference on human and civil rights. What is the feeling about that from 0 to 10? I'm sorry, from 0 to 100.
Wait, how do I feel about civil rights?
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights, that's the organization. And what is your feelings rate from 0 to 100?
Mean, I believe in people have to stand up for their rights. Let's go with 80.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election of president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, from who would you vote for?
Either Donald Trump or Joe Biden? If
yes.
It was done today, I'm going
yes.
with Trump. I have no other choice.
It's okay. Don't worry. Thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried,
no.
not so worried, or not worried
no.
at all?
Haven't heard from them in years. No.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that statement. And the first one says, abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. You agree or disagree?
You're asking me if the woman should have a right to have an abortion?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I'll say I agree.
Strongly then. Okay.
Yes.
The next one says, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans. You agree or disagree?
That they do more?
Mm-hmm. You could be strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Okay.
I'll go with somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one is, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs that we can't afford right now. You agree or disagree?
Wait, what is the question?
The artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs that we cannot afford right now. You agree or disagree with that statement?
I really don't understand it. Intelligence.
Artificial intelligence.
Do they, like, are you asking, are they overpaid or?
No, I'm asking you if you think or if you agree with the statement that the artificial intelligence is a threat to our jobs that we cannot afford right now.
I'm going to go medium on that because I really don't know how to answer that one.
Okay, we can leave it as a don't know. Don't worry. The
yeah.
government... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. You agree or disagree?
The government should do what now?
Should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Government should lessen.
Mm-hmm. If you agree or disagree with the government doing more to with the income inequality in society.
Well, they are, but I don't think they're doing enough.
Okay. So would you say somewhat agree or strongly agree? Or
yeah, I'll
go
with somewhat.
Okay.
I'll go with somewhat.
Okay, next one says, America's diversity makes it stronger. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay, would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I'm saying somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. You agree or disagree?
I do agree.
Okay, you would be strongly agree or somewhat disagree?
I would just agree.
Oh, disagree. Okay, thank you. And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. You agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to read you two statements that some people have made. And you can please tell me which you agree with more, okay? The first one says, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books or school libraries can carry. And the next one says, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose story is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. For which of these statements do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
Okay, so the first one's saying the parents should have a right to decide what their children are going to read and learn, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the second one?
The second one says that our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+ community.
Yeah, I think they need to teach all, I think they need to teach history, so.
Okay. So,
whatever
you,
it is.
I agree with it. So, would you say that you agree more with the statement B?
Yeah.
Okay. And it would be somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you, ma'am, a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, and 0 means that you don't think it's a threat or undermine at all. And the first one says, religious freedom from 0 to 10.
Okay, so you're asking me whether or not I believe that everyone has a right to their own religion?
No, well, pretty much I'm going to review a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. And you can tell me.
Undermined?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
And you can tell me from 0 to 10. Being 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. And 0 means you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. And the first one is the religious freedom from 0 to 10.
I would say a 5.
Thank you. The next one is free and fair elections.
Free and what?
And fair elections.
I don't understand. Wait.
Free and fair elections.
Free and fair?
And fair. F-A-I-R.
Elections?
No, elections. Free and fair elections.
What does that mean?
If you think the free and fair elections are undermined from 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one is traditional family values from 0 to 10?
Nobody thinks of values anymore. God. That would be less. People are just not acknowledging values anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So go with a 2.
Okay, thank you. The next one is affordable healthcare.
Oh.
From 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one is an equitable court system.
What kind of court system?
A fair and equitable court system.
Fair and equitable?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess 6.
Thank you. Secure borders.
I don't think people think about that enough, so I'm going to say 3.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one is a strong military.
We are speaking of today, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I wonder. I'm going to say 4.
Thank you. The next one is quality K-12 education.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, the quality of kindergarten through 12th grade education.
Oh, 6.
Thank you so much. I will read you, or I'm going to read you 2 statements that people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And you can tell me if you agree or disagree using a scale from 0 to 10, which 0 means that you are disagree and 10 means that you agree. Okay. And the first one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, how agree with that statement you are?
I agree.
Okay. From 0 to 10, how ugly you are?
You're telling me that the Democratic Party are under attack to where if the American people don't do something, we're going to lose everything that we've ever worked for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I strongly agree on that. So
it would
9.
Be 10. Oh, 9. Okay, thank you.
9, 10.
Well, no, no, it would be 9 or 10 in your opinion.
I'll go with 9.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected the student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
8.
Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, ma'am, people's opinions change. Let me ask you one more time. if you can rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated you are from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. And now just a few questions for statistical purposes that we almost done. Thank you so much for your time. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12,
you say. It would be higher school. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Guess conservative.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I would say probably once every 3-4 months.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I think we're suburbs.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Am I a member of it?
If you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus.
No.
Thank you, ma'am. No. Well, we already completed this survey. Thank you so much for your time and kindness, helping me with this question and taking my call back. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You too. Thank you.
Take care, man. Bye.